Corey Meyer, the head boys basketball coach with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here. The Crusaders coming off an outstanding 13-10 year and 20-19, and poised, I think, to potentially have another very, very good year this year. And Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And not to put pressure on you guys coming off, I thought it was a very good season for the Crusaders last year at 13-10. You guys had an 8-game win streak mixed in there, but I like what you have coming back this year, and I think you have some kids that really enjoy the game of basketball. So I think the potential, depending on how everything plays out this season with everything going on, but the potential to have a really solid season is there.
Yeah, I definitely think that you're right there. You know, I think when you looked at last year, we kind of started slow, start the year, and then we got on that run middle of the season where we just started making shots, and we went on 8-9 game win streak, whatever it was, and then we dropped a couple late in the season, and then won a district game and then lost to a good Martinsdale ball club. So big thing this year is just playing consistent basketball, and most of that's going to just depend on if we can make shots, I think.
And that's been the key for you guys the last several years, but it just seems like talking with you and knowing the kids that are coming back that maybe that's not going to be as much of an issue this season?
Well, I don't know, because until the lights come on and you're out there, you don't know what it's going to be like. But, you know, I think that we do got some guys that can shoot the ball from the perimeter pretty well. I think we've got, you know, 2 to 3 guards that really shoot it well from the three-point line. We got a couple guys that can slash good to the basket. And so usually if we can get to the 50-point mark, we have a good chance at winning. So that's going to be kind of the goal again this year.
Gabe Olbert, Tanner Oswald, two guys, athletic, quick. Easton Hayes, also a terrific little point guard that can get in the lane and create for everybody. But you guys offensively this year should be able to attack the rim pretty well as maybe shoot the outside shot a little better?
Yeah, that's kind of our goal. Is, and you look at Gabe as a great individual one-on-one player. His strength is getting downhill, going towards the basket, relying on his athleticism. Once he gets in there, Tanner, I think Tanner is a combination of a guy that, you know, he can be a pretty good perimeter shooter, but he can also drive it. I think second half of the season last year, he did a much better job, and he was more comfortable taking the ball to the basket. I mean, he can use his length and his athleticism to get shots off, tough shots, you know, at tough angles. And then you got Easton Hayes, a point guard who really hasn't played much varsity experience at all. So, you know, there's going to be certainly a little bit of a learning curve there the first couple games. But, you know, he's a guy that's got tremendous quickness. He's a guy that's, you know, been in our program 2 years, played, you know, 30 to 35 JV games. So he's able to develop through the JV program. And you know, if we can get him to play, I think the key for him is if I can get him to play just, you know, consistent and really looking to attack with penetration and playing aggressive all the time, he's going to help us out offensively.
Is this, with the talent you have this year, is this going to allow you guys to do some different things offensively?
You know, the first couple of weeks, you're just trying to implement things. And as of right now, we're going to start two posts with Jeffrey Kraft and Josh Ramirez inside. So we started the first week just working on some stuff. We're trying to throw the ball in the post. Yesterday, we spent the day just working on more of a dribble drive offense, just spreading the court. And so I think we can do a couple different things offensively. We can play with two posts and throw it inside, try to play off that. Or we can really try to spread the court and let our athletes work in space and space it out really well. But, you know, and then I think the other thing is you got a couple guys off the bench that are pretty good athletes that can drive the ball with Lance Clayburg and Raiden Doty if they don't start. And, you know, as of right now, we'll start with two posts players, but you could come to the first game and one of those guys could play a guard position too. So we're still working on things. We're trying to get everybody an equal opportunity to see what they have.
Coach, is this size-wise one of the bigger teams you've had in a few years?
Yeah, I would say probably. Josh in size is pretty big. You know, Jeffrey, we haven't started a lot of two-post looks lately. So, you know, with Jeffrey starting inside and Josh, you got two pretty good-sized kids. Big bodies, you know, not great offensively, either one of them, but I think, you know, Jeffrey's skill set is better probably than Josh's on the block, but Josh is, you know, so good defensively, can do some other things for you, so it's important that you can play them both maybe at the same time. But then you look at Gabe and Tanner both on the wing, that's got pretty good size too, and then Lance comes off the bench and Raiden can come off the bench possibly, and both those guys have decent size. So, you know, 1 through 7 probably the most size that we have. Had.
And probably the deepest team that you've had in a few years?
You got 7 guys. I think that those 7 guys are really good. I feel comfortable in playing those 7 guys at interchanging the lineup that we're in all the time. But after that, it'd be nice to find at least 1 or 2 more bodies to come off the bench, especially in, you know, with the pandemic going on. You don't know if you're going to lose kids on and off all season. So, you know, if you go into a game and you've lost a kid the night before and you go in with 6 kids, that's not a lot of depth. So Our top seven is really good, and we're still trying to find a couple other guys to fit in that rotation. One of them might be Corey Heidoff, who's a junior and has grown a lot from last year and is a pretty good shooter.
Coach, we certainly don't want to forget defensively. That's something that you guys have hung your hat on for a long time. You guys so good with the help side and weak side and just not letting people get past you. It's one of the things you focus on. What's the strength of the defense going to be this season?
We play maybe a little bit different than some other teams. We don't really get out and deny. We play more of a pack line. We try to get in gaps. We don't get beat off the dribble. We try to eliminate as much rotations as possible. The more you rotate, the more you're in scramble mode, I think the more you're going to get beat. So if you can keep the guy in front of you, we talk a lot about Gardner Yard, the 3-foot spot. I don't know. I would say, you know, just being fundamentally sound, being in the right spot, you know, I think we have a really good communicator. Josh Ramirez is probably the best defensive communicator I've coached. He's always talking. He's helping everybody out, and he's always in the right position. And then, you know, you add, if you can add Jeffrey into that mix as well. So you got two big guys inside, and then three pretty athletic guards that, you know, hopefully can keep the ball in front. And if we can get a rebound, it'd be nice to push the ball in transition.
What's the biggest concern, maybe minus the pandemic, coming into this year?
Well, that's definitely one of them, you know. Whether you're going to have, you know, I lost a kid yesterday to practice, and so he's not going to be here for a couple weeks, and so we lose a lot of implementation there. But that's out of our control, so we can't worry about that. I would say my biggest concern is just consistency on the offensive end. I know our guys are going to put a tremendous effort defensively. That's what we pride ourselves in. If they're not going to, then we find someone else to play. So that should not be a problem. It's really going to be, you know, can we get comfortable running offense? Can we find, you know, a rhythm to the way we're playing? You know, and that's probably going to be fast-paced a little bit in transition, at least early on, and then, you know, just trying to get better offensively.
Do you like how the schedule breaks down if everything holds up with the non-conference and conference and road trips and home games?
To be honest, I've looked at the schedule, but I don't really go by. I take really one game at a time. You look at our practice schedule from week to week, our game schedule from week to week. Our first game is Elkhorn. That's about all I know. I don't really look past that. Right now, I think we only have 19 games. We only had 20 scheduled. We lost one against Woodward Academy, so we're down two games, I know, right now. And, you know, we'll see how as the season plays along. If there are other teams that are looking for games, then we'll go out and find games. But I don't spend a lot of time trying to break down conference teams and what the Peebs record is going to be. There's just too many things that are out of our control for that, and let's just focus on, you know, one day at a time.
You just said that you don't really break the conference down, but how do you feel like the conference will look this year as far as depth? Is it going to be pretty strong?
There are some teams in our conference that are going to be strong. You got, you know, like Cam, for example, has got just a ton of really good athletes, and they're all pretty skilled basketball players for the most part. You know, and I think last year they could play about 10, 11 guys. They graduated a couple of them, but they got some size. They got some guards, so they're going to be really good. Woodbine's going to have a really big physical team. You know, Pryor kid's probably the best player in the conference. You know, a Division I athlete, and we're going to have to figure out how to guard him. And then they get the Hofer kid inside, who's a big physical kid, give us problems, and the Bantam kid inside at 6'2", 6'3". So they got a lot of size. We haven't had much success with Boyer Valley the last couple of years. They've done a great job of zoning us, and so they're always a tough team to beat for us. You know, we've dropped some games at Glidden in the past couple of years. And to be honest, I don't know who. I would say either Cam or Woodbine, just off the top of the list, would be the two best teams in our conference.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, always fun to get a chance to catch up with you. Can't wait to get down there and watch this team play and get a chance to chat with you again. But appreciate you joining us here to take a look at the 2020 season.
Well, we appreciate your coverage and all the things you do for us, too, Jeff. Thank you very much.
You bet. Head coach Corey Meyer again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. We're going to switch our coverage over to the WIC Conference. We've got Keith Wagner with IKM Manning Wolves joining us next here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show.